Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Soundtracks by John Acuff, a practical manual designed to conquer self-doubt, hesitancy, and chronic overthinking. Released in 2021, this book offers insights into transforming deleterious thought patterns into ones that empower and uplift. Through Acuff's guidance, readers learn to replace their unreliable and discouraging thoughts with consistent, constructive mental habits that foster happiness and success. John Acuff, based near Nashville, Tennessee, is a respected motivational speaker and a New York Times best-selling author. His portfolio includes 7 influential books, with the highly acclaimed Finish among them. Soundtracks is an essential read for anyone grappling with negative thoughts or anyone who's perpetually stuck in the planning phase without execution. This book is particularly suited for lifelong overthinkers ready to leap into action, individuals looking to infuse optimism into their lives, and those whose self-doubt hampers personal or professional growth. Join us as we explore how to reprogram our mental processes to achieve and exceed our aspirations. Soundtracks, the surprising solution to overthinking. Introduction: Breaking the loop of overthinking. Find clarity and confidence to act. Imagine navigating through life with an invisible soundtrack, not the harmonious tunes from your favorite movie, but a persistent internal narrative that's often your harshest critic. Yes, each of us has this mental playlist, primarily filled with tracks of doubt, fear, and self-criticism. This incessant overthinking can sabotage our ambitions, making us hesitate at crucial moments, delay important decisions, and ultimately hold us back from the vibrant life we desire. However, there's a way to change the music. Picture transforming those discouraging thoughts into a chorus of support and encouragement. This isn't just a hopeful fantasy. It's a real and practical shift that you can begin today. The principles laid out here are designed to rewire how you think, leveraging the science of neuroplasticity to form healthier, more supportive thought patterns. Through the insights shared, you'll discover the impact of simple phrases on your physical and psychological state, illustrating how deeply our thoughts can influence our actions. The connection between overthinking and neuroplasticity, emphasizing that the brain is capable of change, and by extension, so are you. How excessive self-criticism is not a solitary internal battle, but akin to facing a relentless and unfair critic, undermining your confidence and self-worth. By understanding and applying these principles, you can begin to silence the critical voices and amplify the ones that empower you. Ready to change your track? Let's dive in and turn up the volume on positivity, action, and self-belief. Part 1. Change your internal playlist to transform your life. Imagine being stuck with a single playlist for the rest of your life. Not just any playlist, but one that plays an unchanging soundtrack from a well-known movie. Each step you take, every decision you make, that music is there, influencing your mood and choices. This constant auditory backdrop would undeniably influence how you feel about life and the decisions you make. Now think about the soundtracks in your own mind. Aren't they similar to a never-ending playlist? Often we let the same doubts, fears, and insecurities loop endlessly in our thoughts. But just like with a musical playlist, if we don't like the music, we have the power to change it. Why then do we often stick with those gloomy and downbeat tracks in our minds? It's time to pose the critical question. If we are selective with our music, why aren't we as discerning about our thoughts? Why do we allow a continuous reel of worry and doubt to play in our minds without pressing pause? It's within your power to switch out the old, defeatist tunes and cue something more vibrant and uplifting. To put it succinctly, changing the soundtrack of your thoughts is key to stopping the cycle of overthinking. Many perceive thoughts as uncontrollable, almost having a life of their own as they race through our minds. This is perhaps why you hear people say they are caught in their thoughts or swept away by their thinking. However, it's crucial to realize that you indeed have the choice and the capacity to influence your thought patterns. By choosing to change your internal soundtrack, you're not just silencing unhelpful thoughts, you're also creating space for new, positive ones. These new thoughts can be the cheerleaders in your journey, propelling you towards your goals and lifting your spirits. For those who've battled with overthinking for years, the idea of changing this might seem too good to be true. But embrace the promise, because change is genuinely possible in the era of neuroplasticity. Our brains are adaptable, designed to form new connections and pathways when we consciously adjust our thinking. Sure, the transition won't happen instantaneously. It requires effort and persistence. But as you start to shift away from negative mental soundtracks and embrace more positive narratives, you'll notice profound changes, not just mentally, but in all areas of your life. How, then, do you start this process of changing your internal soundtrack? And what new tracks will you choose to play on this fresh playlist of the mind? Part 2. Is your mental soundtrack supportive or sabotaging you? Remember the old saying from childhood, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me." It was often a shield against bullies and harsh words on the playground. However, as we grow older, we learn that words can indeed cut deeply, especially those that come from within. Words are powerful, and the internal script we replay in our minds has a significant impact on our well-being and actions. Critically analyzing the dialogue in our heads is crucial, particularly when it's skewing negative or self-defeating. Here's the key takeaway you should consider. Ask if your current mental soundtrack is true, helpful, and kind. To tackle the habit of overthinking, it's crucial to question the validity, utility, and tone of your thoughts. Each time you catch yourself in a cycle of negative thinking, consider these three important questions. First, is this thought true? Reflect on the accuracy of what you're telling yourself. For instance, if the idea of asking for a raise fills you with anxiety based on an imagined dramatic reaction from your boss, pause and realistically evaluate this outcome. Has your boss displayed such behavior before? Or are you catastrophizing a scenario based on unfounded fears? Second, is this thought helpful? Consider the influence of this thought on your emotions and actions. For example, if your internal narrative about past failures in diets is preventing you from trying again, is it really serving you well? Or is it simply perpetuating a cycle of self-doubt and defeat? Third, is this thought kind? Think about whether the words in your head are things you would say to someone you care about. Would you tell a friend they're destined to fail because they've had setbacks before? Or would you encourage them and highlight their capacity for growth and resilience? If your answers reveal thoughts that are untruthful, unhelpful, or unkind, it's time to change the tune. Replace them with affirmations and reminders that are rooted in reality, constructive in nature, and compassionate in tone. This fresh soundtrack can uplift your spirits, boost your confidence, and empower you to act with greater positivity and purpose. Part 3. Enhance your life with transformative soundtracks from around you. Imagine if you could adopt the confidence of Kanye West, someone known not just for his artistic talents, but also for his unshakable self-belief. He once famously said, "My life is dope, and I do dope stuff." While such audacity might seem over the top in everyday conversation, adopting a similar level of confidence in your internal dialogue could be incredibly uplifting. This introduces an exciting possibility. You can borrow powerful and positive soundtracks from the world around you to enhance your own mental playlist. The key insight here is, enrich your life by choosing new, supportive soundtracks from your surroundings. Consider the world as your personal music store, a place where you can pick out affirmations and motivational phrases, like picking a new album to listen to. When the author of soundtracks borrowed Kanye's bold proclamation, it initially felt awkward, like wearing an outfit that was too daring. However, over time, this mantra began to resonate and even started to seem true. Another powerful mantra the author adopted was, "Everything is always working out for me." By recognizing the positive in everyday situations, such as snagging a great parking spot, he gradually fostered a more positive outlook on life's challenges. If you're unsure how to start choosing a new soundtrack for yourself, here are a couple of suggestions. 1. For the times you're facing a daunting task, rather than bogging yourself down with how tough it will be, prime your mindset by focusing on how fantastic you'll feel once it's accomplished. Whether it's a strenuous workout or a demanding day at work, tell yourself, "I'll feel awesome after this." This shifts your focus from dread to anticipation of satisfaction and success. 2. Another adaptive soundtrack to consider, especially useful in unpredictable times, is pivot, don't panic. This was a particularly relevant mindset during the COVID-19 pandemic when everyone had to adapt to rapidly changing circumstances. Embracing flexibility rather than succumbing to fear can make a huge difference in your ability to cope with life's uncertainties. By consciously selecting your mental soundtracks from the vast array of positive and empowering messages in the world, you start to influence not only your mood and outlook, but also your outcomes. Choose wisely and let these new soundtracks inspire you towards a life of action, resilience, and fulfillment. Part 4. Transform your old mental tunes into new empowering anthems. As you dive into the task of refreshing your mental soundtracks, you may hit a roadblock. Not everyone can draw direct inspiration from extravagant personalities like Kanye West, or find uplifting examples in their immediate surroundings. What then? Here's an innovative twist. Take those same old limiting beliefs and turn them upside, quite literally. The central focus here is simple yet profound. Invert an old soundtrack to create a new empowering one. Often, our internal soundtracks play on a loop of absolutes and exaggerations. Phrases like, "I must do this," "I'll never succeed," or "I always mess up," are clues that your mental track is stuck in a rut of negativity. These are the exact tunes that need flipping. For example, if a persistent internal narrative pressures you for immediate, perfect results, such as finishing a book in one go, recognize this as a broken soundtrack. It's not encouraging growth or realistic achievements, but fostering unnecessary pressure. Instead of succumbing to this unrealistic expectation, the author suggests flipping the script. Transform the demanding voice that insists on completing the task in one sitting into a gentler, more rational one. Maybe today, writing just a couple of pages is an achievement worth celebrating. Looking for a specific negative thought to invert? Focus on self-deprecating ones. If you catch yourself thinking, "I'm not going to get that promotion," flip it to, "I am a strong candidate for that promotion, and I'm going to prepare my best for it." This doesn't mean that positive results will magically happen just by thinking positively, but it sets a foundation for proactive and confident actions. By deliberately turning defeatist statements into affirmations, you initiate a mental environment that cultivates positivity and self-worth. This doesn't just change how you think, it can fundamentally alter how you act and interact with your world. Overturn those tunes and watch as your life begins to harmonize with your new upbeat soundtracks. Part 5. Disprove your internal critics with concrete proof. Imagine every day as a court session where you're perpetually on trial, scrutinized by a relentless pocket jury, a group of internal critics who judge your every action, often too harshly. Unlike a real jury, this pocket jury doesn't confine its activity to a courtroom. They follow you wherever you go, questioning and criticizing each choice you make. The real challenge lies in managing these unseen critics. The internal voice is borrowed from every negative interaction you've experienced. From a severe teacher's remarks to an ex-partner's harsh parting words, these voices can become part of your daily mental tribunal that undermines your confidence and self-esteem. Here's a crucial strategy to handle this unyielding jury. Gather the evidence you need to prove your pocket jury wrong. Most of us have faced criticism at different points in our lives, forming a chorus of doubt that can drown out our self-belief. However, it's possible to silence these criticisms by consciously collecting evidence to the contrary. If your inner jury consistently tells you that you're not personable or likable, start logging proofs that show otherwise. Perhaps a colleague expressed appreciation for your help, or maybe a neighbor chose to confide in you, reflecting trust and acceptance. These instances are valid testimonies of your likability and positive traits. Typically, it's challenging at first to recognize these positive signals due to confirmation bias, a tendency where we mainly notice information that supports our pre-existing beliefs. For instance, if you believe that you're inept at work, you're more likely to remember the few times you've made mistakes rather than the numerous accolades for your achievements. Actively collecting evidence that disputes your critical internal narratives helps you gradually dismantle these biases. As you accumulate more and more positive affirmations and real-life incidents that contradict your pocket jury's harsh verdicts, the credibility of these internal critics starts to wane. Over time, with consistent effort, the voices of your pocket jury will not only diminish, but could transform into a supportive group, cheering your progress rather than condemning your missteps. Start turning the court in your favor today by gathering concrete proof against the wrongful decisions of your pocket jury. Part 6. Anchor your aspirations with meaningful symbols. Tattoos often tell a story, symbolizing deeply personal narratives or commitments through ink. But tattoos aren't just about aesthetics. They serve as visual reminders of values, significant life moments, or the narratives we wish to embody. Even those without tattoos can harness the power of symbols to reinforce positive changes and life goals. The guiding principle here is straightforward. Use symbols to make your new soundtracks stick. Often, old soundtracks in our minds dissuade us from pursuing lofty ambitions, filling us with doubts like, it's too hard, you're not good enough, or that's unrealistic. These negative mantras can stifle our potential for achieving extraordinary goals. Consider the experience of Priscilla Hammond in 2014. While working laboriously on her doctoral dissertation, she was haunted by a chorus of discouragement. Instead of succumbing to these negative voices, she decided to create a physical symbol of her goal. She wrote Dr. Hammond on a piece of tape and placed it prominently near her work area. This wasn't just a label, it was a tangible representation of her belief in her ability to complete her dissertation and attain her PhD. This simple symbol served as a constant, encouraging presence, helping her to replace old doubts with a powerful, positive soundtrack. This approach can be adapted to any endeavor. Symbols act as daily reminders and motivators that keep our desired soundtracks alive in our consciousness. If your goal is to improve your fitness, perhaps placing your running shoes by your door serves as a reminder of your commitment to physical health. If you're embarking on a new venture that feels daunting, a motivational note from a supportive friend or mentor can be your symbol. The choice of symbol is highly personal and should resonate with your specific aspirations. It doesn't have to be public or elaborate. What matters is its meaning to you and its ability to remind you of the new soundtrack you're embracing. By selecting and placing a personal symbol in your environment, you provide yourself with a visual cue to reinforce encouragement and focus, nudging you toward your goals every time your glance falls upon it. This method transforms abstract aspirations into something visible and tangible, making your new empowering narratives a consistent part of your daily life. Final summary. The overarching message that emerges loud and clear is that the repetitive, discouraging narratives in your mind don't have to be permanent fixtures. If you find yourself constantly entangled in overthinking, there's a viable way out. The first step is to recognize these persistent negative soundtracks as what they are: outdated and unhelpful loops playing in the background of your mind. To break free from this cycle, it is essential to identify these patterns and preemptively replace them with new, positive ones. This transformation is not just about wishful thinking, but involves embedding these new patterns deeply within your daily life through concrete evidence and successes that you gather from your surroundings and experiences. By conscientiously applying this method, you foster a mindset that not only challenges the old narratives, but also strengthens new, affirmative ones that encourage growth, resilience, and proactive living. This sets the stage for a life where overthinking is replaced by positive action, guided by a soundtrack that promotes confidence and achievement. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.